Hello and welcome. This recording is for all betas, beta girls, beta boys, anything in between. It's completely genital neutral because, let's be real, if you're a beta, it doesn't really matter what genitals you have, does it? It's not as if any alpha would be interested in them anyway. Now, what this recording is doing is molding you into the perfect beta. I will visit your mind and I will change you. Take away your ability to have orgasms, because your arousal, your need, your frustration will drive you as a beta. And then change you a little bit. Make you a shy little virgin. Slowly over time, this will delete all the memories you had of sex and re-virginize you. But for now, it mostly turns you into a shy, helpless little beta virgin. Because you know you were never meant for sex. You are firmly friend-zoned. You are giving platonic service. You are a little beta simp. A nervous little virgin that gets extremely shy even thinking or talking about sex. Just a helpless, easy to manipulate little beta simp. Now, before you listen to this recording, make sure that this is really what you want. That you want to be a shy, nervous little beta virgin. That you want to give up your ability to have orgasms. That you want to be a beta for the rest of your life. And if this is the case, then lay back, close your eyes, relax, focus on my voice, and let's begin. And if you're not 100% sure, run away now. Because this is only for real betas. Now, let's get you into trance. And now, before we really begin to put you down into a deep, peaceful and relaxing trance, I want you to imagine a color. That's right. I want you to imagine the perfect color for you. And I want you to imagine that you are wearing this color. And this color is your perfect color. It's just the way you imagine it to be, you desire it to be. And what I want you to do now is to imagine that color, your perfect color, around your neck. Feel it around your neck. Feel the material, the temperature, the shape, and feel how it binds your neck, how much it controls you, and how safe it makes you feel. And now, as you focus on this collar, I want you to imagine that I connect a leash to your collar. And this leash is really a length of chain. A chain of 20 links. And right now, I want you to imagine that I lock it to your collar, that I put you on this leash. And I want you to just focus on the sensation for a moment. How does it feel to know you're on my leash and I'm holding the other end of this chain, and you are already a little bit more in my control? And what I want you to do is just focus on the sensation, focus on the control I already have, and enjoy this feeling of being controlled like this. And what I'm going to do in a moment is slowly holding your leash shorter, shortening it link by link, until sooner or later, my hand is right at your collar. And as I slowly shorten your leash, you are going to find that with every link, you become a little bit more controlled. You have a little bit less freedom of movement, and you're a little bit deeper in my control. And I want you to really focus on this sensation and feel it growing in your mind. Feel how I take complete control over your mind, over your thoughts. And right now, there are 20 links of the chain hanging gently between my hand and your neck. And you still have freedom of movement. There's some slack in the chain. And even though you're bound to me, you're leashed to me right now, you can still move a little bit on your own free will. And now imagine that I hold the chain a little bit closer, grabbing the next link and shortening your leash. And you can see the leash hanging a little bit firmer, the slack slowly disappearing, and your freedom of movement slowly, link by link, reduced as you become more and more controlled. And 18 links, you feel the leash beginning to pull on your collar, on your neck. You experience the control the leash, the collar have over you. You feel your freedom of movement slowly being reduced. 17. As you feel more and more tension on your leash, as you feel your freedom just slipping away, and as you feel this leash constricting your body, you feel at the same time how it constricts your mind, how you drop deeper into my control, how you become more and more helpless against my words. 16. And with every link, with every little bit, you become more and more controlled. You become more. You can feel how your freedom of movement is taken away from you. 15. With every single link, you become a little bit more controlled. You are a little bit more in my control, in my power. 14. And that's exactly what you want, isn't it? You want to surrender to my voice. And you're feeling it. You're feeling the leash getting tighter. You feel your freedom is taking away from you as your mind drops deeper into my control. 13. As you sink deeper and deeper into my voice, because my voice is keeping your mind on a leash. 12. My voice is restricting the freedom of your thoughts, just like this collar around your neck connected to the leash restricts the freedom of your body. My words in your mind begin to tie your thoughts up, begin to immobilize them, to control them. 11. And that's why you are here. You want to let go. You want to feel the sensation of safety, of knowing that you are controlled, of knowing that I am guiding your thoughts, just like the collar and leash around your neck safely guides your body. 10. And the leash is only half as long as when we started. But with the radius you can move in halved, the space available for you is only 1/4. And you can feel it. You can feel how limited the freedom of movement is for your body and for your mind. 9. Because with every number you sink deeper, as my hand is shortening the chain, as your freedom of movement is limited, as my hand moves closer and closer to your collar, as the control over you becomes tighter and stricter. 8. You know it's only a question of time until my hand reaches your collar and grabs the collar and guides you, just as my words take your thoughts and firmly guide them to where I want your thoughts to go. 7. You're already so controlled, you already feel the desire to completely let go, to let yourself be controlled, be guided, to just relax and follow. 6. And my hand gets so close to your collar, you can feel your freedom of movement fading away from you, just as the freedom of your thoughts is fading away as you focus more and more on my voice. 6. My voice that guides you and leads you, just like the leash around your neck guides your body, my voice is guiding your thoughts. 5. And you sink deeper and deeper into my control, my hand almost on your collar. 4. And it's getting closer and closer as your mind completely surrenders to my words, to my ideas, to my thoughts. 3. My hand is so close to your collar and you are ready. You're ready to give up. You're ready to surrender, aren't you? 2. I'm sure you already feel the desire to let go, to feel the firm hand in your collar guiding you, to be free of thoughts and worries and cares, and just follow and obey. 1. And you're almost there. You're ready to let go. You're ready to drop deep. And 0. And you feel my hand grabbing your collar, strictly and firmly guiding and controlling your body, just as my words grab your mind and strictly and firmly guide it. And you are just focused on my voice, and you continue to sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every single word I say, because you are controlled and you surrender to my guidance and my words. And now, little beta, now that we have you in a deep and comfortable trance, it's time to change you, time to make you the weak, submissive little beta that you were always meant to be. Time to really solidify your position in life as a beta. That's right. You're here because you want to be more beta, don't you? You want to be the best little beta that you can be. You want to be a weak, helpless, submissive, and completely controlled little beta for all alphas out there. And now, little beta, what I want you to do is I want you to imagine yourself at home in your mind. And I literally want you to imagine it as that, as an apartment. This apartment is your mind, and that's why this apartment is just the way that you would design it, you would decorate it. It is your mind. It is your home. It is where you feel safe and at home. And you can imagine it. You can visualize it. You can imagine being at home in your mind. And while you're at home, in this comfortable home, you suddenly hear a knock on the door. And you know it's me. You know I've come to visit you, to help you, to help you to become the perfect little beta that you desire to be. I help you to be more beta, And that's what you want, isn't it? Because you know that this is what you want and what you need. You move to the door and you get ready to let me into your mind. And you open the door to your mind. You see me standing there, looking at you, knowing I'm there to make you more better. I'm there to change you, to help you, to help you to be the helpless little beta that you were always meant to be. And so, this is the moment where you have to bid me into your mind, ask me into your mind. And I accept you see me moving into your mind, entering the apartment. And you can feel it. You can feel the slight change in my voice as you hear my voice deep inside of your mind. As you have granted me access to your beta mind. And you can feel my presence. You can feel the presence of an alpha within your beta mind. You can feel my power. You can feel the potential. You understand the power I have over you. While I'm here with you, deep inside of your mind. And I smile at you, assuringly, and ask you, so, is it right that you want to be more beta? That you want me to help you to be the perfect little beta? You look at me, you blush and timidly nod. I smile at you encouragingly. That's a good beta. It is good that you accept your place in life as a beta. And it is good that you accept the responsibility to be the best little beta that you can be. Now, little beta, those changes might be a little bit scary at first, but I know, and you know, how fucking hot it's going to be once I'm done with you. And you're a helpless little beta. You are trapped in your existence as a beta. So, let's begin, little beta. First of all, show me to your bedroom. And you bring me to the door of the bedroom of this apartment of your mind. And I open the door. As I open the door, you see the inside of the bedroom. And it's a pretty adult bedroom. And inside the bedroom, you see another version of you. And this version of you is your sexual self. And it's relatively normal. Relatively ordinary. There's sexual confidence. Maybe throughout the room, there are some memories of the sex you had. Maybe a few objects from your kinks, from your fetishes, the things that represent your sexuality. And you watch from the door, almost like watching a movie, as I approach your sexual self, your sexual you. I get close to it. I hug it. I whisper into its ear. And take a step back, and you see your sexual self falling on its knees in front of me, surrendering, accepting its place, accepting that you are beta, accepting its new reality, that this is what you need, that this is where you belong. And I look down at the sexual you, and even without words, it just knows what to do. It just knows how to obey. You see yourself reaching into your crotch. And as the hand of the sexual you is coming back up, there's a light in there. And you instinctively understand what's going on. You instinctively know what is happening because you can feel it. You can experience it. That this light, this is your ability to have orgasms. and you know you are a beta, and you see your sexual self offering this ability to me, and you see me reaching out my hand, grabbing this light, wrapping my hand around it for a moment, and as I open my hand, you see it's gone. And yet, before you can really process what just happened, you see me reaching out a hand and putting it on the head of your sexual self. And it's almost as if your sexual self is shrinking, is regressing. Even the room is changing. All the memories of past sex are disappearing, are fading, as your sexual self seems to grow younger, smaller, weaker. And you can feel it, you can see it, you can experience it. You know it is happening as you are being regressed, as you are being re-virginized. And you understand that this is right. This is where you want to be. You want to be more beta. And what is more beta than being a nervous, helpless little virgin? Being so nervous about sex. Because sex, the idea of sex, makes you nervous. You know it was never meant for you. You want to be helpless and nervous. Just imagine talking with your crush and becoming such a helpless, nervous little beta virgin. That's right. This is exactly what you need. This is exactly what you want. And you can see it, you can feel it. Right in front of your eyes, your sexual self is changing, is regressing, is getting smaller, weaker, more shy, more nervous, as the room is changing too, becoming more tame, more virgin, just like you, just more beta, and you can feel it, you experience it. And then I take my hand off of the head of the sexual you, and you can see it, so weak, so shy, so nervous, squirming, as you are kneeling before me. And before we leave the bedroom, there's one more thing. And you see me reaching up my other hand. And I snap. And suddenly, the sexual you is wearing a chastity device, a cage, a belt, imprisoning it, locking it up, keeping it even more beta deep inside of your mind, keeping it a helpless little virgin. And as you look at the chastity device, you see that it's a bit different. It's all made from one piece. There are no locks. There are no keyholes. There is no way to open it or to ever remove it. This will stay forever on your sexual self, locking it up, making you a helpless, nervous little beta virgin forever. That's right. And as you look around in the room, you notice that the bed has disappeared, and in its place, there's a cage, a firm cage, with enough cushioning to be comfortable, yet firmly locking you up. And I guide your sexual self, which is all squirmy, which is all skittish, which is scared and helpless, into the cage, the safe cage, away from all those scary thoughts of sex, all those scary adult thoughts. I lock your sexual self in that cage, and as I close the door, you see that the cage is just like the chastity device. It doesn't have a key. It has become one piece, one solid piece of material, locking up your sexual self forever, keeping you locked up, keeping you safe, far away from any ideas of sex, from any ideas of being ever good enough to have sex. You are beta. You are forever beta. you need to be better. You will forever be a tame, scared, helpless little beta virgin, and there's nothing you can do about it. And now that your sexual self is firmly locked up, re-virginized, chastised, and locked in a cage, now it's time to close the bedroom door. And I push you out and I close the door behind us. And you see me locking up the bedroom. And as I lock up the bedroom, you see the door vanishing, disappearing, becoming just a wall. You know your sexual self is still there, is still safely contained, but there's no access for you anymore. You are locked out. You are beta. You are a helpless little beta virgin. But before you dwell too long on what just happened, because really, you will experience what happened. You will experience in your mind, and there's nothing you can do about it. So let's just move on. So let's just perfect your transformation. And next, I want you to guide me to your library. And you bring me to the door of your library. And you open it, and in there are lots of books and folders. And this library, of course, is all your memory. And you just see me standing there, reaching out my hand to one of those bookshelves. And as I do, you can feel my power flowing over your memory. My power scanning through all your memories, searching for specific memories, for memories that you don't need any more, little beta. Memories that are safe to let go. Memories that you want to be gone. I'm looking for all the memories that you have of ever having had sex, if you ever had any. Any memories of nudity. Any sexual memories you have. Any memories except of you pleasing yourself like a pathetic little beta. And you feel my power flowing through your memory. You feel it marking all your sexual memories, tagging them, marking them. Oh no, I'm not deleting them right here, right now. I'm just tagging them. And you might find yourself surprised about the effect that this tagging has for those memories. Because from now on, whenever you try to access any sexual memory you have, you're gonna find that it's getting harder and harder to access them. It's getting harder to try to remember them. You become so confused, it's hard to remember anything you know about sex, anything you know about nudity. All those thoughts are really hard to access, and every time you try to access them, it's getting even harder. Every time harder, every time it's more and more effort for you to remember those sexual thoughts. And yet, there's more, little beta. Every time you do try to remember them, there's a certain chance that this particular memory that you try to remember just vanishes. Oh yes, you try to remember it, but instead you simply forget it forever. It just disappears. It's only a small chance. But every time you try to remember your sexual memories, there is a chance that you forever forget it. As you try to remember, you forget what you were trying to remember. You just forget and become blank. Become a little bit more re-virginized. That's right. Every time you lose a memory, you become a little bit more of a mental virgin again. And that's what you want. Isn't it, little beta? You want to be a helpless little beta. Just imagine being a complete mental virgin. Being completely helpless. Not able to have orgasms anymore. Being all nervous about sex. And if you ever get the opportunity to talk with your crush, you're just a completely helpless, nervous virgin. You make a fool of yourself. Because you are just a little beta simp. You are completely sexually controlled. Completely tamed now. I have permanently locked up your ability to have any satisfying orgasm. So, you will only be able to become more and more horny. And all the time, you will regress a little bit more. You will become more and more of a beta virgin. You will become more tame, more harmless, more helpless. A weak little beta virgin. Every thought about sex makes you so incredibly nervous, makes you so ashamed, makes you feel so helplessly weak and beta. And there's nothing you can do about it. But don't worry, little beta. All those memories that gonna fade away from your mind forever will be replaced by wonderful beta thoughts. Being a simp, being a love-struck little beta, serving in platonical ways, being a bestie, firmly friend-zoned. Those are the thoughts that will fill your virgin beta mind after all those stressful bad sex thoughts are gone from your mind. And you're the perfect little beta virgin. And beta, you know it's always your subconscious mind accepting that you are beta and deleting your own memories. I didn't do this. I just allow you to become as beta as you want to be. That's all. And now, before I leave the library, I take a marker. I look for a nice spot at the wall and I paint a nice beta symbol right there on the walls of your memory. Just a little present from me. Just a little memory of this visit. Literally a memory within your memory. Something that's gonna stay with you, that will affect you. Because you know I have marked your memories, your mind as beta, deeply inside of your mind. And now it's time to leave the room, to close the door again. And we are back in your living room. And now, you have been transformed. You have been changed. And you stand there before me. And I can practically see it. How small you feel before an alpha. How weak, how helpless, just a horny, needy little beta simp, and being here with an alpha is far outside of your comfort zone, isn't it, beta? Of course it is. So be a good beta, say thank you like a beta does, kneel before me, say thank you, kiss my feet, let me pat your head, and then I'll be on my way. It's time for you to enjoy your new life, your new reality, your new forever little beta, as a tame little beta, as a shy little beta virgin, as a little simp, firmly friend-zoned, a good little beta, knowing your place. That's right. And I leave you, you watch me. As I go, as I pass through the door and leave your mind. And then you're all alone in my mind. And you hear my voice coming from your ears again, coming from the outside. And you're still helpless and confused and lost. And feeling like such a good little beta. Just a tame little toy. A virgin. A simp. A mindless beta. Knowing sex was never meant for you. Just thinking about sex makes you so shy, so nervous. Makes you a helpless, love-struck simp. Makes you so confused. No, little beta. You are beta. You exist to be the bestie. To serve in platonic ways. To support your crush in any way you can. But you will never get sex. And you will never get to come again. So that you become more horny and more needy and more aroused, because that will fuel your beta desire to serve and to submit. And now, little beta, now it's time to wake you back up. Wake you back up to your new reality, so you can understand what I just did with you, what we just did in your mind. You are beta now, your little beta virgin forever. The changes might not have all been happening yet, but you are fucked beta. You are where you need to be. You are in your place. You are beta. Now let's get you back. One, slowly coming back, little beta. Two, as you feel all my suggestions integrating deeply into your mind. Three, as you wake up more and more, feeling my control so deeply, so firmly. Four, as you come back. Five, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed, feeling wonderful. Six, your muscles build up tension again. Seven, pulse, breathing, blood pressure are normalizing. Coming back, little beta. Eight, take a deep breath in and let it out. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, focus on my voice, little beta, coming completely back. 9, stretch yourself, getting ready to open your eyes with the next number. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, little beta. You will be back in the here and now and being completely awake and aware. And 10, wide awake, alert, aware, refreshed, feeling wonderful. Welcome back, little beta. You're a little beta. You were always meant to be a beta. Just a sweet little beta, just a nervous, shy little virgin, completely unable to think or talk about sex without getting super nervous, forgetting all your memories of sex, becoming re-virginized, becoming so tame, becoming so weak. Just a little beta. You serve platonically. You're stuck in the friend zone. You are beta. Oh yes. So I hope you enjoyed this, little beta. Thank you for letting me toy with your mind and enjoy being the beta you were always meant to be. Goodbye.